Bad Body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darmanlifo.
Push it right to the edge.
Is it atomic?
Yes, sir, very atomic.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They have said that they are committing us to perpetual war.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Look up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
There was a kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we're commemorating the 71st anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, on August 6th and August 9th, 1945. And we're doing that through a theme called It's Atomic. We started off with a short piece from the Japanese band Dragon Ash. That was the intro from Viva La Revolution. And I overlaid some thoughts from one of my biggest intellectual heroes, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who early in his career worked on the Manhattan Project that built the atomic bombs. And he was talking about the contrast between the celebrations at Los Alamos after the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, and the contrast, yes, what it would have been like at Hiroshima, or what it was like at Hiroshima. And then we followed that with Shonen Knife, another Japanese band, of course, with the Japanese version of Explosion. And we're going to be hearing more from Richard Feynman tonight on that subject, along with several other people, including excerpts from President Dwight David Eisenhower's 1953 speech, A Chance for Peace, which he gave right after Stalin had died and there were just leadership changes in the Soviet Union. And he was looking and hoping that would lead to a chance for peace. And, well, we've got so much great music for you this evening, including Kraftwerk and the Pet Shop Boys. We've got two very sound collage remixed songs from the Chemical Brothers. AC/DC, yes, two songs from them as well. And Chuck Yu is making a couple of sonic contributions in tonight's mix as well. In particular, we're going to be hearing his more recent version of Heaven 17's Fascist Groove with some Donald Trumpisms mixed in with all of that. And, well, before we get too far into the show, let me reiterate once again that the views and opinions expressed in the audio clips from Who Knows Where in this sound collage don't necessarily reflect those of Tufts University WMFO or anybody except the participants of that, and sometimes not even so. And, you know, the whole point of making a collage, any kind of collage, or one of the points, is to compare and contrast and just have these things. I think my theory of collage in general is to have bring up things that may have intense emotional impact, you know, trigger. There are things, trigger warnings that people have when they want to be know that there may be shocking things coming up. Well, that should just completely apply to any of my shows. My goal is to go and have triggers mixed in all over the place. Yeah. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here with, of course, another Japanese band, because this is a Plastic Sushi. Here, in fact, is Melon. And this track here is Neutron Nevada, Never Say Die, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO.
and Medford.
Thank you.
Don't be silly. I told you it was all a game. Whenever I see you or your work, it makes me feel like spitting. What's that noise? Oh, that. We've been expecting it for ages. It's the sound of the atom splitting. Him over there, with a stocking on his head. Look, there's another. They call themselves pinheads. What's that noise over there? Is it the corrugated iron they're hitting? No, it's perfectly normal. It's just the sound of the atom splitting.
One reaction I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction. It was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was going to parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Whose side are you on anyway? Is that some kind of threat? Well, I suppose it doesn't have to do. As long as you don't make too much mess. And with the last person to leave, once you all finish kissing, turn the video on to record. You never know what you're missing. Bread and circuses, and maybe later, the sound of the atom splitting.
I was involved with this happy thing and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
resulting from nuclear detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1954.
They have said that they are committing us to perpetual war. Not just this war, but any war they can get their hands on.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. This evening, our theme is called It's Atomic as we commemorate the 71st anniversary of the first use and so far only uses of nuclear weapons in war. in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, August 6th and August 9th, 1945. We started off with a Japanese band, as we are wont to do here on a Plastic Sushi sound collage. That was the band Melon and Neutron Nevada Never Say Die from their Do You Like Japan album. And then we heard a very cool cover version of a Van Halen song, Atomic Punk, by Cherry 2000, off this great compilation of cool Van Halen covers called Everybody Wants Some. The Pet Shop Boys followed that with the sound of the atom splitting, and then the German electronic band, the Godfathers of hip-hop, as well as profoundly influential to many rock and electronic musicians. Yes, Kraftwerk. That was Radioactivity. And in there, I mixed in some excerpts from President Eisenhower's A Chance for Speech piece in 1953, as well as some clips from his predecessor, President Harry Truman, who authorized the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and some of his explanations of that. You know, Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, he wasn't the world's best orator in terms of being able to effectively, you know, speak with presence and charisma. But his words and his thoughts were really right on the mark. And the two most important speeches that he gave are referred to now as the bookends of his administration. The 1953 chance for peace that he gave after the death of Joseph Stalin, the Soviet dictator, and that was right at the beginning of his administration. And then at the end in 1961, his farewell address to the nation. And that's very famous for him warning about the dangers of the military-industrial complex, which this particular speech that he gave here, he's, you know, doing the same thing, talking about the incredible costs of creating weapons of destruction and having an army. And, well, things could have been worse. We could have had World War III. Or we could have gotten onto such an incredible continuation of a military buildup, like they have in North Korea, where everything, their self-reliance policy or religion, Juche, is a total military first kind of basis. Well, we don't have that, so things could be worse, but they sure could be a lot better. And the incredible amounts of money that we're spending and that the Russia is spending in all these other countries. Well, that was the point of President Eisenhower's speech there. And then we finished things off with AC/DC and War Machine off of their perfect album, Black Ice. You know, really great guitar tones from Malcolm and Angus on there. And one of the things I just like to say about AC/DC, which is a lot like Van Halen for at least the earlier albums, they came across a great guitar tone and they really didn't need to muck with it a whole lot. And, well, contrast that to, say, a band like Aerosmith. Also a great band, but Bear, Brad Whitford and Joe Perry especially, just going all over the place with using lots of different guitars and lots of different guitar tones. And, well, that works very well for them as well. Well, let's continue with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party here. And in the next set, we've got a couple of tracks going out and coming from Chuck U. Because he's had a number of, he made a compilation mix, his Star Wars Nuclear Disasters and the Politics of Armageddon. And certainly a lot of cool things to bring to you from that. And we're going to start things off with something from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and the 20th century, well, reporter, journalist, Edward R. Murrow. And in particular, this piece that we're going to hear is about the bomber, Enola Gay, that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. And we're also going to hear from the guy who dropped the bomb, the bombardier, who dropped the bomb on Nagasaki, too. So this is historical and educational and scary and banal, the way they're talking about it, all at the same time.
Now you are at the world's largest airfield on Tinian in the Marianas. The voice you hear is that of Chaplain William Downey, who stood amongst the target charts, the escape kits, and the stale coffee, and said a prayer for the Enola Gay and civilization.
We pray thee that the end of the war may come soon, and that once more we may know peace on earth. May the men who fly this night be kept safe in thy care, and may they be returned safely to us. We shall go forward, trusting in thee, knowing that we are in thy care now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The citizens of Hiroshima were suffering physically and mentally. Sometimes they were on the verge of losing the will to live. But what supported them was the belief that this foolish tragedy should not be repeated and that humankind should learn a lesson from their experience.
Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck, and cover. Duck, and cover.
Pilot's diary. 78,150 people died at Hiroshima.
I realized the tragic significance of the atomic bomb. Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
When the clouds opened up over the target at Nagasaki, the target was there pretty as a picture. I made the run, let the bomb go. That was my greatest thrill.
Thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the cloud. Uncle Sam is gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the cloud. He wants me to drop a bomb on the Japanese. I really got to make my baby proud. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want to show old man Hitler that Sonny Boy don't mean him no good. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. Not because they are so rotten, I just love to see them die. Because I know I have got to go. I've got the victory blues. Because I know I have got to go. Not to keep the dirty Japanese from slipping in through my baby's back door.
Don't fall, no more. natural enough, remembering the bomb, that most of us, when we think of atomic energy, think of it as a terrible, destructive force. But as a matter of fact, it's one of the most magnificent discoveries of all time. It can be put to many uses beneficial to humankind.
This world is at a tremble with its strength and mighty power. They're sending up to heaven to get the brimstone fire. Take warning, my dear brother, be careful how you plan. You're working with the power of God's own holy hand. Power, atomic power, was in the God. Atomic power, atomic power. It was given by the mighty hand of God. Two great cities in a distant foreign land, when scorched from the face of earth, the power of Japan. Be careful, my dear brother, don't take away the joy, but use it for the good of man and never to destroy. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power. It was given by the mighty hand of God. Hiroshima, Nagasaki paid a big price for their sin. When scorched from the face of earth, their battle could not win. But on that day of judgment, when comes a greater power, we will not know the minute, and we'll not know the hour. Atomic power!